which of the mid-lex and members. We did receive a one-pager or a two-pager from Business Unity South Africa, which is my understanding the umbrella of some. And today we are going to listen to Ms. Mabuso, who is the COO of Business Leadership South Africa, which is, I suppose, a sub of the Business Unity South Africa.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got, we should have the executive summary in front of us. That's what she will be talking to. And that shouldn't go too far away from what we had received on the 16th of October. Ma'am, you've got, like everybody else, maximum of 20 minutes to give your presentation. That will take us to 10-2. Members will have 20 minutes. That will take us to about 5 past, 10 past to interrogate whatever you've said. And then we wish you bon voyage.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. So I'm going to take the document as read, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I understand that this being the graveyard shift, I'm standing between people going home. So I'm really going to make it quick, and I know the honorable members are not going to give me a hard time and ask me difficult questions. It's a very simple submission, and it's only one page, and it's straightforward. So, Chair, let me first start by thanking and commending politicians for bringing this bill to Parliament. And let me upfront say that as business, we support the initiative, because we believe that the transparency around political party funding is essential to ensure a democratic system that works for and serves all South Africans. And precisely because we understand that, Chair, the private funding of political parties can open up the possibility of undue influence and corruption in culture, we therefore strongly support the bill's proposal to make disclosure of donors and funding amounts mandatory for all donations. And because as business we believe that this transparency will help guard against any donor exerting undue influence or deriving illicit gain through funding contributions. So the premise from which we depart as business is precisely that, to say that if there is a certain level of transparency, then the issue of capture that we've been so vocal about as business is therefore more likely not to happen, because everything is above board. And yes, we know and understand that the risk inherent in this is that there may be a potential victimization towards certain donors. However, in our view, transparency far outweighs the argument for privacy. And lastly, Chair, to make a commitment that as business, we actually stand ready to support the implementation of the bill in whatever shape and form, because, and precisely because, we know and understand and believe that when politics work, the economy works, and when the economy works, then business works. Chair, that is my presentation, and what I've said in the last 5 minutes is everything that you've got in front of you. And I know, I hope there won't be any question. I'm sure I've been straightforward. Thank you.
just a quick question, just so that we are satisfied, because we don't want to be doing things for malicious compliance. Mid big business, because somebody put us under pressure. You, just roughly, how many organizations do you represent? I mean, you don't have to be factual. I'm saying this Business Leadership South Africa and BUSA, could we say, is a sizable chunk of the business community in South Africa? Just for us to get a sense before we even ask questions.
Yes.
Is it a representative chunk of business in South Africa?
Chair, it is. So there isn't an organization in South Africa today which is a member organization of CEOs, where CEOs come personally to attend the council meetings and to engage with BLS. I'm speaking from the BLS perspective. And who we represent is 80 CEOs of mostly JSC listed companies that we engage with on a council basis. I think that is once every 2 months. So we meet 6 times a year and we meet every month as the board. And the board is also represented by these very CEOs, about 11 of them, big business. I'm talking Standard Bank, Old Mutual, JSE, Discovery, Anglo-American, Goldman Sachs, Imperial, Investec, and so forth and so forth. So I'm talking business. And that is just the PLSA. And as the PLSA, you are a member organization of BUSA. And in BUSA, we sit with the Chamber of Mines, we sit with NBI, and I think there is about 15 member organizations that are actually organizations of organizations. So we represent business in its true sense, Chair. Yes.
No, that gives us a sense of who we're talking to. And thank you very much for your presentation. I mean, there's just been one major concern from our side, I think, generally. The concept that if we force you to declare, we will in essence be chasing you away from participating in the democratic process, whether through the multi-party or even directly to political parties. Is that true that you will be scared of? And then the second one, and members will write down, the second one is there's been this growing call that we should say to you as business, one, if you donate wherever, you will be disclosed, and two, not only will you be disclosed by the political party, but maybe there should be an obligation on you to disclose through your annual report or whatever. In other words, due disclosure. Political party A will say, I received money from whoever as part of the bill, but there's a growing call that says we should be saying to those that donate, I so-and-so has donated to the political party or to the multi-party democracy. But if that is the principle and if that is somehow incorporated in the bill, would that make you less enthusiastic to pay for the democratic process in South Africa? That is the question that I'm putting. But let's see if other members have any other questions that they would want to put, and then we can get responses from people. I mean, other than the fact that, rightly or wrongly, some people were criticized of not being too enthusiastic, and I'm saying you don't have to do it. I'm glad that you're here, because it's just done that I'm today. Any members that would want to ask any questions? Honorable Matthijs.
Thank you for your very short and to the point presentation, and thanks for getting clarity on your scope of work and or your scope of your organization and who is involved. But having said that, I would have expected a little bit more, maybe some little bit more meat on your presentation, particularly in how far business, and I'm partly covered by the chair, on how far business is willing to go to disclose, because at the moment they don't. I mean, a lot of, you said Standard Bank is one of the banks that are on there, and I do know that they provide funding to political parties, but then there's also funding on the side, and there's companies that give to certain parties that they don't, and also the JSE is not necessarily in terms of the, if you listed with them, companies are not obligated to disclose, is the word I'm looking for, what they say. So how far are you willing to go in terms of disclosure? We've had quite a few submissions on dual disclosure, so our business is going to be happy to do exactly that, to say, okay, I gave this, and not just in terms of monetary, but also in kind donations and stuff.
Honorable Gomeda.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I don't have a problem with most of the points, because really these are in principle points, minus the details. But perhaps one would ask around disclosure, because I think the main concept from business that we received was that what would a shareholder say if I donated an X amount, and in the process, then sacrifice profit for my shareholders, what would they say? And what would other stakeholders say if they knew that I donated X amount of money to a political party or to government? There are those types of questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just one or two remarks. It's absolutely correct when you start off by saying that there's a specific relationship to a certain extent between what's happening in the political field and what's happening in the economy and the business field. It's correct. If things are going well in the economic field, it's for the benefit of all of South Africa, and the political field also benefits in that sense, and the other way around. So I understand that. We also understand that it's difficult for business because companies don't want to be seen to take sides, because they serve South Africa, they serve all the people in South Africa. And it's difficult for businesses to be associated with a specific party, to say I donate to party X or Y, whatever the case may be, because there may be some implications. Specifically for that reason, we've created in the bill a multi-party democracy fund to make it easy for business to say, I'm a good corporate citizen, I give money to enhance multi-party democracy, and South Africa should take note of that, and nobody can come and say this or that company associates with this or that party. After that last point that I've made, the fund, how do you think will that go off in terms of business? How will they react to the multi-party fund? Is that something that they will embrace, or are we creating something that is going to be futile of no consequence? Over to you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. So maybe let me start by saying that business in South Africa has not been as vocal as it has been in the last 6 months, if I stand corrected, upon the election of our chairman, Mr. Jabo Mabuza, and deputy chairman at the time, and now CEO, Mr. Bonang Mohale. That is precisely from the business leadership in South Africa, and which represent about 80 CEOs of JSE listed companies. And remember, the mandate that we advance as an organization is a mandate that comes from these very CEOs. So what has come to the fore in the past 6 months through the revelations of the state capture and its depth, we understood and we appreciated as business that it is only because of a functioning constitutional democracy that those matters were brought to the fore. So we therefore set, as business and said, it therefore becomes necessary and critical that transparency therefore becomes an issue. And remember, the context from which we depart with all of this as business is that if there is no transparency, then there is a possibility of exerting undue influence and deriving illicit gains through funding contributions. And the reason why we have taken the stance that we have taken is precisely because of that. We are saying, if you understand that our economy very much relies on a healthy political environment, it therefore is in your best interest as business to want to ensure that the political environment within this country, especially and particularly, because of what has happened in the last 6 months and what has been unveiled. And we've been very vocal once again, I say, through our CEO, Mr. Bonang Mohale, to say that this should not have happened, but we appreciate that it has come to the fore. So we therefore took that stance to say that if you are therefore supporting a political party as business and you want to actually make a donation towards that, you are not necessarily making a donation towards a political party. And to your point, Honorable Moza, you will see in our submission we're actually saying that we support the establishment of the multi-party democracy fund. And we therefore also go on to say that, however, in the supporting of this multi-party democratic fund, we actually don't support the current IEC's model of allocating the funds. Because if you do that, then you should also agree that you are saying the status quo is going to have to be maintained. Because what happens with as far as the current allocation is concerned is that the larger parties continue to actually be more favored or inevitably favored versus the small parties. And we're saying, should there not be some form of mix that is actually going to ensure that there is some form of a more fair distribution, because we are precisely against the maintaining of the status quo. And we are saying that if you therefore as a business contribute towards the multi-party democratic fund, it therefore says you are not just supporting a particular specific political party, but number one, you are non-partisan, because if you are partisan, you would then be supporting the EFF or the DL or whatever the case is. You are therefore saying inevitably, I'm actually supporting the functioning of the constitutional democracy. And we say for this country to achieve what it needs to achieve, both from a political perspective, economic perspective, and indeed a business perspective, we therefore need to ensure that our democracy is supported, you know, in all ways and means. And I hope that answers and caters for all the questions. So the submission that we have in front of you, Chair, is a submission that has actually been endorsed and supported by all member organizations, Chamber of Mines, MPI, PLSA, and it's a submission that from the PLSA perspective has been supported by the 18 CEOs of JSC listed companies that are our members. Thank you.
Now we can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. We're not on our own, honorable members. We're not on our own. We're all in this together. Thank you very much. And you, like anybody else, will follow the proceedings in the next 2 weeks. But we can say to you and to everybody else, there is no question that the 90-10, one, is not sustainable and it's not in the spirit. You can go back and say that to your constituents. Whether it is 50-50, 80-20, 70-30 is something that we will discuss, but it's going to be informed by everything we're talking about. Healthy politics means healthy economy. Healthy economy means healthy politics. So that you can resist. And we will panel beat these things, and by the end of the month we're hoping to have something given to you. So we're grateful that you've come to the party, and those South Africans that have been saying to us, if you make it transparent, you're going to chase big business away, today heard it from the horse's mouth. Big business is saying we'll live with the pain.
Absolutely.
Like, we would live with the pain as politicians, they will end up with the pain in the interest of the bigger mission of making South Africa a better place for all of us. So thank you very much, Ms. Mabuso. And this is not to you, this is to everybody, because this is the last submission. Going forward, we are going to listen to the IEC on Friday and ask them a specific question. Do they have the capacity to do what this bill would anticipate them doing? And we'll get their answer. Next week, until the end of the month, what we will do is sit as political parties in committee and take this draft that we gazetted on the 16th or the 19th of September and bring it to a point where we can take it to the National Assembly for adoption and consideration. At the same time, we are looking at the regulation, because people criticized us, correctly so, that you're giving us a bill, but Section 23 of this bill says we're not going to talk about this because we're going to put it in the regulation. We're not going to talk about that because we're going to put it in the regulation and amnesty. So we're busy working on the regulations now. And again, just to repeat to you and to all South Africans, the real major issues in the regulations talk to the 90-10 split that you're talking about. It talks about the upper limit or the cap, and it talks about the threshold and disclosure. So those are really the issues that are in the regulations. Of course, there are other stuff that were already in the current regulations, by the way. It's not as if we're working in a vacuum. There are current regulations. We're adding just three new items. 90-10 split for the allocation, as we call it in there. The threshold in terms of exactly how much it's going to be, and the maximum per individual stroke company per annum in terms of the upper cap. And also to indicate that these resolutions or these, what do you call them? Not resolutions, what are they? Regulations are drafted by us. We'll ask the president to sign them, and that any changes will be done here in Parliament, so you'll have another bite. In other words, so there's not going to be the fear that there's regulations and they will be changed in a dark room somewhere and you won't have an opportunity as South Africans to comment on them. So that's the safeguard from our side, at least as the Senate committee, that they're not cast in stone. If after a year we find that 50% or 10,000 rand as a threshold is not working, we'll come back and move it to 50 or reduce it, and you'll have a bite at it. So the principal act, we want it to be as stable as possible. Regulations will be reviewable by Parliament on a regular and as and when basis. So that is how we're going to go forward, honourable members, and we are still determined that we will meet our deadline of the end of November. So that is the message that we're sending to you as big business and to everybody else that's been with us. And I think I would not be amiss if I say on behalf of the committee, you've assisted us greatly, all of you, in terms of sharpening our own thinking around how we want to craft this legislation. And we thank you for your understanding when we have asked you hard questions on this side. It was not malicious, but it was so that we build a road that will cater for the Skoro Skoro, and will cater for the Rolls Royce, and will cater for the Ganda Ganda for a considerable length of time. We're not doing it because it's a problem today, but this bill must stand the test of time. Whether the economic environment is as it is today, or whether the economic environment picks up tomorrow, whether the political environment as it is today, 15 parties, or whether the political environment is such that there are only two or three parties, we hope that this piece of legislation will stand the test of time. Thank you very much to everybody. Honourable members, we will continue. Cindy, when is our next engagement? It is, besides Friday, we will start meeting around about the 14th, honourable members, what you'll be told, so that we can start panel meeting together, everything. And I'm appealing that I don't think we need more than a week to put this together. We've really listened to all South Africans. In the spirit that we worked, I'm almost sure three or four sittings of the committee should suffice for us to have something to take to the House. So that's the way forward. Thank you very much to everybody. And then until Friday at 9:30, bon voyage to everybody. Can these people that are sitting here just sit here for 2 minutes, but everybody else, you're free to leave. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.